Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice wrapped up her week-long trip to Asia and headed home today. In the last couple of days, Rice's trip has focused on the issue of North Korea. Before leaving the region, Condoleezza Rice said the United States and its allies would have to find new options in dealing with North Korea if the Stalinist regime there continues to shun nuclear disarmament talks. During her visit, Secretary Rice also was very vocal about the type of China that the U.S. wants to see. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Condoleezza Rice met with Chinese President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao yesterday, and with Foreign Minister Li Jiaxing today. At a news conference to conclude her Asian tour, she said she had talked about the need to reduce tensions in the Taiwan Strait in the light of the recently passed Chinese anti-secession law. But Rice said the vast majority of her talks were devoted to the issue of North Korea and how to persuade it to give up its nuclear ambitions. She reiterated today the U.S. belief that North Korea must come back to the negotiating table with the other five regional powers. Yesterday in Seoul, she dangled the carrot of possible bilateral U.S.-North Korea meetings within the context of the multilateral talks. Today, she wielded the stick of possible tougher measures if North Korea does not come back to the table.
Of course, if we cannot find a way to resolve the North Korean issue in this way, then we will have to find other means to do it. That goes without saying. This is an issue of considerable concern, not just for the United States, but for every other state in this region.
The most likely next step would be to put the North Korean issue before the UN Security Council, with the possibility of the UN imposing sanctions. The Secretary of State today would not speak to the specifics. What she was more specific on was the kind of China the Bush administration wants to see. Washington last week decided not to sponsor a motion condemning China's human rights record at the UN Human Rights Commission in Geneva this year. But the Secretary of State still went out of her way to point out to the Chinese the importance of freedom, both secular and religious. Last night, she attended a Palm Sunday service at one of Beijing's official Protestant churches.
It was an extraordinary experience for me, quite moving experience, but it underscored that people must have an opportunity to exercise their religious beliefs, to exercise their religious traditions in an atmosphere that is free of intimidation, that in fact allows for the expansion of religion and communities of believers.
Some analysts say that trying to combine asking for much-needed Chinese help on North Korea with lecturing the Chinese on the importance of religious freedom might not be the best way to go. David Zweig is an expert on Chinese politics at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology.
Well, I think she's sending very mixed messages, and because of that, I think the results that she's going to get will probably be maybe not so successful. The problem is that if you raise the issues of freedom before you ask the Chinese to help you on North Korea, you may not get the kind of response that you really need.
The saving grace may be that China itself badly needs a resolution of the North Korean issue. So Beijing is trying to push the North Koreans back to the negotiating table for its own interests, not necessarily because the U.S. Secretary of State comes and tells them to do so. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.